Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, it's Yvette here. We are back after a week hiatus, and we are talking season 14, episode 3 of So You Think You Can Dance and the New York audition. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz
begin.
Oh, yes, here it comes.
All the girls
again,
are
watermelon in the corner. That's all we
yes.
need.
Watermelon in the corner.
Yes.
I don't know.
You guys, I just want to lift up, like, you know?
And then I hope everyone is sharing this glorious moment with us right now.
Oh my God, this is so relaxing. I'm so stressed out right now.
Crazy for Swayze, guys.
Let's get this show started.
We'll just sit here the whole time just talking about, you know, honoring the song.
It's good stuff.
But yes. So we're going to go ahead and get started, you guys. It is me, Yvette, and I am back. You can always find me on Twitter at Sports and Sass with 3 S's. And Sports and Sass with 2 S's on Instagram. And to my left is my beautiful Becky.
Woo! Oh my gosh, what an introduction. Hey guys, what's up? You can find me at Becky Sotero on Facebook and Instagram and soon to be Twitter. Also, I just need to say on behalf of the panel as well, we love you, Maria. We are praying for you, and we just are so lucky to be under your umbrella.
Yes.
Ella.
I second that. And also, I'm Teague at TeagueDP on most everything. This is a really exciting day, you guys. We're all together.
We're finally all
Gang's
together.
Gang's all here.
And now, the one to round out the brunettes at the end.
It's very exciting for me because I'm so excited to be part of this beautiful panel. Probably the most beautiful panel on AfterBuzz TV.
I just said it. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. What a sweetie.
Shalom, what up? I'm Asaph. You can find me in all social media at AsaphGoren1 all day, every day, even on Sundays.
I think so. I take a rest on Sundays.
Thursdays are my day.
The grind don't stop.
Yvette is closed on Sundays.
Yeah, I can't do Thursday. It's not a day for me.
I'm Tuesdays, you know. I like to have
What about the grind? The grind never stops, right?
Right, grind never stops.
We're dancers. Mm.
The grind never stops for these dancers.
They are good this season. Yes, we were gone for a whole week, but now we're back. So we are talking about last week's episode because they didn't even show a new one.
That's right.
Run actually on Monday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the New York auditions.
Yeah.
So usually I like to go in order, but I think I just want everyone to kind of like throw out like who their favorite dancer was of the episode.
Oh, so wow. You're going to do us like that.
I'm going to do you like that. I'm going to throw it, you know, I'm going to throw you a curveball, girl.
That is basically a curveball.
So I'll start and,
yes.
You know, I don't just have like my favorite of this episode. I have my favorite of the whole season so far.
See, I like
what?
That. So I like that.
Strap in.
Yes.
Get it done.
Her name is Kylie Pavado, the girl with the beautiful hair, not as Nigel said, she has a nice hair. No, she made a statement with this blue hair. Mm-hmm. She's different. She's not just unique. I mean, she brought her personality. She brought home into stage. You saw the moves. It's beyond moves.
Yeah.
And she represents a lot of beautiful things, I think, because 2017, season 14 of So You Think You Can Dance, it's not only about dancing anymore. Mm-hmm. So You Think You Can Dance is way beyond dancing. And Nigel, please.
I totally agree with that. I loved her. And I actually connected with her because she's like, you know, my parents let me play every single sport. Mm. My parents were exactly the same. And I remember when I graduated high school, I told my parents I'm not going to go to school. I'm going to be a ballroom dancer.
They
literally said the same thing. Get a job, train. As long as you can pay for it. And I'm here and I'm not on
this.
You know what?
This is a great education.
I'm going to jump on that hot tamale train. No, I thought she was so completely flawless. She slaughtered it. She was unique. It was music, everything from musicality, stage presence. I know we talked a little bit 2 weeks ago on World of Dance about the music moving, you know, the person,
right.
you know, not moving the music. Exactly. And I think that she, you didn't even need music when she was dancing. It just, everything was completely perfectly placed and her facial reactions were perfect. I think she's one to watch out for. I love that she's going to be a competitor that's going to stand out. They're going to throw anything at her and she's going to just completely nail it. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I love like? Her.
I was going to change the subject because I really love Ryan. He's my favorite.
Okay.
And
okay.
I know that there's going to be some people that are like, it's a little weird, but I love it. And I have, he reminds me so much of a teacher I grew up taking from that just did like intricate movement, but he is an athlete. I mean, he could do the technique. When you see his lines, he's incredible. But then he whips out this like crazy artistic stuff, and I loved.
Well, you know what's good about that too? It gives you a sense that, you know how usually like when they have a contemporary dancer, they're like, oh God, what's it going to be like when he does hip hop?
Right.
I feel he's going to slay hip hop like no other. He's going to blow us out of the water. We're going to be like, what just happened?
And you mean about Ryan,
the last one.
Yeah, the last one.
They didn't show too
Ryan
much
Bailey.
Of him, right?
He was the last performer, but I think, I don't know what you guys think. I want to hear your opinion about this.
Okay. What are you going to say?
But I think the dynamic of dance has changed so much where it's not just now about like one dancer, one type of dance. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that in Ryan as well, that I think they're going to throw, I don't know, I think he tricked us a little bit. There were a couple movements where I was like, okay, he's nailing that. But other movements, I was like, I'm not putting it together.
You know what?
But I think, he's going to excel in Academy.
Totally.
Oh my gosh. Because
he's got the training.
What I'm thinking of dance now, as opposed to maybe let's say 15, 20 years ago, in dance, you need to be a jack of all trades and not a master of any. Because you need to be able to adapt and do everything else. But very rarely do you find someone who's like, I'm a master at this. And I think really, and I mean, I could be wrong on this, but from what I've experienced and the people I know, the only types of dancers that I know that are a master of what they do is a ballerina. Other than that, every other girl has usually dabbled. Ballerinas can do a lot, but when you talk about the master of one, it's now the ballerina. But even we saw a ballerina who was doing ballet and contemporary.
Oh my God.
When I saw that,
I'm missing a lot of, like, I know they're looking for it on the show, but I missed a lot of signature moves, uniqueness. I think this is why I love Kylie, because she, you know, she just, from the first moment she stepped on the stage, I was like, wow. She's different.
Very different.
Right?
Yeah, she's good.
I think that's the most important these days.
I agree.
But that was definitely Ryan. Wouldn't you agree?
He brought something different, but I don't think he's that unique.
Well, and I think...
Sorry, Ryan.
But I think we have to talk about what the coming episodes are going to bring and what's going to be thrown at them. I think Ryan is going to do well in Academy.
But when
you start pairing him up with All-Stars, I just think it's going to be really interesting to see what he can pull out. But again, you look at Kaylee,
I'm probably butchering that.
But I just think that she is, I don't know, she just stood out in so many different ways.
She's inspiring as well.
She did, she was just, yeah, she basically, you know, she said you could still do whatever you want and you could still be a dancer. I think now when it comes to dance, it's like I said, like we all said, they're not looking for as much technicality as, let's say, seasons 5, 6, 7. Now it's like technicality, performance aspect, personality.
Definitely.
Like, can they draw
the crowd?
This is where it's not like the best dancer in America is like America's favorite dancer. And more than that, I have a suggestion. I have a tip for all the dancers out there. As my friend Polly Rock said, if you want to be a dancer, you should not only dance. You should look for inspiration outside dancing. Sometimes it's deep inside yourself or around you. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, and come on, it's season 14, so we already know that if they're getting this far, the technique is there. I mean, they're at that level, so now it needs to be one 100%. Step up about personality. And I think we've seen so many of these dancers too excel in athleticism, which is also going to carry them throughout the competition.
Right.
Like Keone.
Oh,
really like her.
Oh.
I mean,
she's awesome.
I loved her.
What?
I don't know if you guys noticed, but she did a breakdancing move out there. With
he
the
was
break,
all happy about
it. And she was like, she rolled it. Well, Sonia was like,
when that
she
was did a breakdancing move?
She did the, so. She no, did, wow. Well, she went into a bridge.
Was amazing.
She went into a bridge, like, on her shoulder blades, grabbed her ankles, and then she rolled.
And twice.
That was amazing.
It's beyond, it's beyond contemporary, obviously.
Have you seen it before?
I haven't seen that. Have you seen that?
Have
you done that? You
probably
do it right here.
Nigel, where are you at?
I haven't seen that.
You didn't point signature.
But, you know, it's and, you know, he said signature. I think what you're saying is you want, like, each performance now to have, like, a signature moment. Maybe not move, but, you know, like, there's little things here and there, but, like, for...
To shine beyond just your moves.
Yes. Exactly. Right.
Yes.
But I do also appreciate the dancers that just with their dance, they make a statement completely. Like, they don't have to go above and beyond to make an impact. Like, because for me, I loved Chaz. I loved that
the tapper.
Oh my gosh,
I
obsessed with him.
I was like, I want to take you home.
Oh my gosh.
Come with me. So great.
You weren't a fan. But you have to appreciate tap, though, right?
Are
you
a
tap?
Right.
Do you like tap?
So much, but yeah, you go, you go.
Well, here's my thing, is I think that it got brought up twice this episode with age.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Chaz, he was like, I've been so nervous, and it's my last chance. Well, I think they should, why the heck is there an age cap?
Is it 30?
30. Right?
He's 29, so it has to be 30.
And then the partner of Anna.
Was 31.
Yeah, he was 31. I was like, I want him to compete too. I don't understand why.
Here's my thing. If you do not need assistance to walk,
you're right. That sucks.
And you can dance, like, just go for it.
Preach.
Like, even Nigel, you know, again, season 14, 2017, there is no rules. I mean, even Nigel was like, why didn't you lie? Like, why didn't you just write that you're 25 or something and just go on stage?
Well, they should have, like, given him a thing. I think should cut the age thing.
Listen, if you would try, that's the thing. People don't try. Let me tell you something. I gotta confess in something. Back in my audition, So You Think You Can Dance, I brought a bucket of water on stage. They told me not to do it. I started pouring, like, bottle of water into, like, the bucket.
Are you going to do, like, right a flash dance scene?
I know. No, I'm really intrigued about where this is going.
I was throwing the water and stuff, and I started spinning. They told me not to do it. Jeff, the producer, told me not to do it. I was like, hell no, I'm going to do it because it's impressive, and
it's unique.
I worked hard for it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway,
you
no rules.
Okay, well,
no
so...
And you did well. So I think that's... There's a lot to it.
So season 15 will be season 15. So You Think You Can Dance? No limits.
No age limits.
I wish.
Right?
Right? Yes. I don't understand that.
We should do a little sleuthing and see why there is an age.
There's no limits. Limit. Of course, there's no limits. There's like 4'11" girl like dancing.
Hey, short.
There's nothing wrong with short people.
I mean,
she's super sexy.
But age has nothing to do with your physicality. And I mean, you could have a 34-year-old that's just as limber as an 18-year-old.
Even people say when you're in your middle 30s, your body is the strongest. Plus, you're very experienced.
Yeah, baby.
I'm getting there.
You're not 30.
We're not talking. A lady never discusses her age.
Girl, I gave you 25.
Crickets. Insert crickets here.
Insert crickets. But you know what I did like about Chaz a lot is that a lot of people. Still, in this day and age, don't appreciate tap. So I think it's really hard for someone to, like, be drawn in.
Yes.
Right. He drew you in to watch tap.
Let's talk about, too. Didn't he tour for Cats? And
Cats and Newsies.
And Newsies, So I just, like, I think it was his personality, too. I like when they set it up and you just love the person already. You're rooting for them. And I think, I don't know if it was him or one of them, but Nigel was like, I hope they're good. Because you already like them.
Yeah,
you already know a lot about them and you just want them to be good.
He's very talent.
He's cute. He's cute. But you guys seen on the finale? Like Chaz the Tepper, do you see him?
I don't know. We don't know.
Why not? Maybe he'll slaughter the other.
Can you compare him to Gabby?
I don't know about that.
We can never compare him to Gabby because one, that's my Cuban sister.
I know.
And two, she was just an amazing.
But we haven't seen him.
He's tapping. That's what I'm saying. His tapping skills are that great.
His parents are dancers, so for sure. He's
and he said he was dancing cha cha. His parents were swing dancers.
I would
so that's
love
a lot
to
of
see.
You know. That's high intensity dancing.
Right. He's probably
swing
got
is no joke.
Right, right.
Swing
it's like
no
doing
joke.
A lot of these, right?
Well, and I mean, think about too. He's going to be great with a partner.
Naturally.
Oh. Sorry. No, it's not easy. It's not.
Okay. And after these messages, we'll be right back.
Okay. So the one I'm dying to talk about. And I don't know.
I know.
Wait for it.
Her name's Anna Sanchez. She was the girl from Cali, Colombia.
Yes.
She was the salsa dancer. Mm-hmm. Now,
4'11" little piece of pie.
Okay, so here's my thing. When she said she was going to dance the Colombian salsa, I was like, holy crap, we're about to see salsa on crack.
Yep.
Like I told them when we were watching it, salsa was my thing. When I was in ballroom, that was my thing always. That's the one I would take first in all the time.
Oh, when humble brag.
When someone threw Colombian salsa at me, I could not. I looked like a giraffe that was just born. Like, it just wasn't happening. To me, she wasn't as fast.
Okay.
She wasn't as fast as what I'm used to seeing when it comes to the Colombian salsa dancers.
Sure.
But what I will say, she was clean. Her tricks were on point.
Right.
She was amazing at salsa. So I kind of want to see her actually dance the Colombian salsa because I feel like, I almost feel like she tamed it down instead of actually throwing out the Colombian salsa because I don't think anyone's auditioned with Colombian salsa.
I never heard about it, actually.
I didn't know of it either.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
But it's right because she said it was supposed to be fast and I was kind of like,
World
of Dance.
Yes.
Moment. You saw the
Miami All-Stars?
No, not the Miami All-Stars. The other group. The big group.
Super group?
The big salsa group that they always have the flashy costumes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the Colombian salsa.
Yeah, that's like, they're so much
and that's
footwork
like,
that's
yeah.
moving quicker than quick.
So it's crazy. So, I mean, I don't know if she kind of held it back, tamed it down a bit, but I really want to see her in her element. So how usually the first episode, they let you do your style?
Right.
I really hope she kills it and she just brings it out. And she does that
swing Latina.
Yeah,
at least
she did like a great like salsa thing. It wasn't a Colombian salsa.
Oh no,
but
she did amazing. But and those tricks that she did was great.
About the 360 one that it was rolling her?
Yeah.
I was like, what is this?
I know.
That was impressive.
It was the most impressive.
That was original.
No,
that
was
original.
I can't believe
I've never seen
that.
Like, this is why
I'm not that compact.
No. Well, I mean, and again, it's just, it all comes back to how is she going to do when she's tossed into something out of her element. And because she obviously
she's
completely
For me, she's
that.
More, and I'll be honest with you guys. I think she's more sexy than an amazing dancer. She was very sexy.
I think sex appeal does a lot.
I was going to say
sex appeal does a lot because let's not forget there's people that have been on the show that have just been voted through because they're good looking.
Right.
Right, right.
Yeah, I guess.
No.
You were good. You are good.
I was okay in my B-boy thing. No, yeah.
This is where we're going to insert a clip of him dancing. Right.
Yeah, anyway, I think she's she's a good dancer. I won't say amazing. If I see her in the finale, I don't think so.
Well, maybe you know she might grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, you guys, I hate to be that person, but we're live chatting.
Talk to us.
We are on live chat.
Why do you hate to be that person?
I don't hate to be that person. I just didn't want to, like, break the vibe. But I just want to let you know.
It's good.
Logistics.
We want to hear from you.
This is what's happening.
I have also a question for you guys, and I think it's very necessary to ask it, because there was never a tricker on So You Think You Can Dance. Am I right? A tricker. Like a professional trick or treat?
No, I know what you're saying.
Like a gymnast.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's been people that have been trained.
There's people who are
like
acrobatic.
Yeah, I don't. But not that being their specialty.
Right. Because they showed like someone and this the one with the dreadlocks. They showed him for like 10 seconds.
Oh yes, in the little montage of the B-boys and hip hop.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
he
gonna be
great.
Somebody to watch out for sure.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name, but he was in the montage.
Oh, Shaquille.
Oh, I got it.
Shaquille.
Because he's the one that said you're gonna see a lot of crumping from my
background.
Yes.
Bucking from.
He went for like the training thing. How do you call it? This they give you a ticket for like the
academy. The academy ticket. Yeah.
Did he go to the academy or choreography?
We don't know because they did them really quickly.
What's
I think
I don't.
I think he's going to the academy. Yeah. So the choreography part is after they go through the audition, mm-hmm. and they either can send them to academy or send them to the actual choreography where they do choreography with Mia Michaels, right. or not Mia Michaels. Mandy Moore.
The girl from
Mandy Moore.
Girl.
Yes. Well, she's an exquisitely amazing
human
choreographer.
Amazing Woo! Person.
Mandy Moore. We want more.
I love your little pun.
You guys, say hi to Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Sad.
What's up?
Sad. What about Joseph and Junior? The flexing thing.
Love flexing.
What is this?
Oh my gosh! So talk about a style that we have not seen on Save the King of Dance.
And seven things. You guys wrote down the seven things.
I wrote down some of them.
Pausing.
I got it. It's pausing. Punchline. Hat tricks. Grooving, gliding, bone breaking.
Is like this.
I remember bone breaking.
And then I missed one.
Tutting. I think
tutting.
Yes. No.
Tutting.
Was it tutting?
Yeah, no, I think it was.
Tutting. But I can't tut.
Honestly, we talk about individuality and uniqueness, and oh my gosh, nobody could take their eyes off of them. They're going to be.
Oh yeah, and they like they did the Beyonce.
He called it the Beyonce baby.
Beyonce
birthing. Yeah. I think they're very. First of all, they matched like pants, like the everything, the whole attire. They matched, which is pretty nice. Not the shoes. I saw it. I could notice.
Oh my god!
No, I'm not gonna
get that past ASAP.
Right?
No, yeah.
Well, and they're blending. Right. Like we just named.
No, they're good.
We named seven different types of movement that they're blending in such a fluid motion. That
100%.
It's so incredible.
They killed it, and I think even more than that, I think they're necessary for the show.
Right. Absolutely,
it's amazing. Very different, and I think the last thing, even with the. I like the
that
drama.
Was a little hard to stomach.
I didn't understand why he was like they didn't use this trick, which is pretty impressive. Why they didn't use it for the for the performance? I didn't understand that. Why is it?
Because maybe it wouldn't have gone. Yeah. With the,
it was like, wait a minute, Nigel, have a trick from the sleeve.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, it was a good punctuation to their audition, I guess, right?
Yeah, no, they kind of reminded me a little bit of Les Twins. A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I love Les Twins, but a little different, but I liked their vibe together.
Sure,
I liked
them. Sure,
I think, I think that style of, it was flexing, right?
Flexing, yes.
Right. I don't want to get it wrong.
Brooklyn.
But that's like pioneering. Like, now So You Think You Know Dance is looking for pioneers. Mm-hmm. They're looking for pioneers in dance.
Definitely.
So, pioneers. Guys, what are we going to pioneer?
To blaze the way.
Pioneer. We'll think about that.
How do you? How would you, give someone the title as a pioneer?
Well,
we're pioneers.
We're going to come up with our own dance style.
We're going to come up with our own dance.
ASAP.
And they're going to have to put us through.
Yes.
So what's it going to be?
How about...
Pop, lock, drop, buzz. Get it? F buzz.
I got you.
I got you. Oh. I haven't heard. She's still
like,
oh,
no.
Okay, we're gonna fuse together our styles. So we have a B-boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got a. What's your style?
Savage.
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 You stole mine.
Mine is a robot.
Yay!
Yes.
Mine is the Latin lover. That was always my thing.
So we'll be coming for season 15 because there are no age limits.
Exactly.
You guys can maybe offer us a name for our new style of dance.
Yeah.
On Twitter or on the live chat, you should do it.
I like it.
They should do it. Yes.
Yes. ASAP wants you to create
our
name.
What do you think about? Oh, I love that. I wrote it down because for me it was very necessary. Also, the drama when they were like, they're going to go to the academy or not? We were waiting, but then we had to wait. As a viewer, I wanted them to wait with it a little longer because I don't want to take. Things for granted, though.
Mm-hmm. But the excitement was gone for me, though. I want them to feel better. Who did they do? Who was that for?
That was for the group. For Classic.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that because then they just walked out.
Classic.
Classic and Havoc.
Okay. No, I mean, that was
a little bit. I wanted
and it was out of character because they haven't done that yet. So it was kind of a weird little, like, they tried to do a cliffhanger and it sort of.
It was really bad.
Backfired a little.
a little bit, but I don't know. I'm looking for. I don't want to take things for granted again. Like, yeah. I mean, for example, what's her name? Vanessa. She likes everybody. Mm.
She's the Paula.
Yeah, she and every panel has to have him. And should we talk about the fact that what we were saying earlier is there's been a lot of yeses going through, mm-hmm. and we all kind of want to see a little bit more of the not so muches,
right?
We want to
see the not so muches. The one thing I appreciate about dance is it's one of the things that lets you grow, like any sport or, people might say it's not a sport. So any activity.
100% a sport.
Blasphemous.
It's 100%. Yeah,
but, there's those people that someone's going to get on YouTube and be like, this is a sport. So,
of course it is a sport.
So I think it lets you grow, but I really want them to show like the real side of dance. I'm going to an audition, I'm putting my heart out on the floor, and someone looking straight at you and saying, you know what? You're not up to par, you're not good enough. Come back next
time.
More
reality, absolutely.
More reality, because that's the reality of dance.
Right, yeah. Right.
And if you know everybody's getting through, that's kind of the vibe. You get, you're like, I think they're going to go through.
Yeah,
everybody keeps going through.
Unfortunately, this is a TV show, so they don't have enough time to show everything.
Except for the big cheese or bigger cheese.
I love him. I wish they didn't stop him. I was upset when Nigel said stop.
I have a lot to say.
He started grabbing himself.
You got to let... That is like, he's proud, I'm proud, I love that. If that's his thing, I think he should do his thing.
So you wanted the whole performance.
I wanted the entire performance. I wanted us to say, great job, mm-hmm. maybe not your show, but I like you a lot. I love you. I love your
spirit. They told him to come back, so maybe next year all for you,
bro. I don't know if to come back because it's obvious. The bigger cheese, Darius, the classy, the stylish, the sassy, as he said. Look, I'm all about looking weird and to look like a joke, because that's what he was trying to do, let's be honest. But more than that, it was a great entertainment, of course, but no skills at all. You gotta have skills to back up the things that you're trying to represent. And look, on my season I look sometimes like a joke, and I admit it, but I had to back it up with moves, with like skills. Mm-hmm. He didn't have anything. It looks like a joke.
It was a William Hung moment.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. Yeah. And I mean, they had to have it. I mean, they wanted to have the drama.
Because they haven't, they haven't really had...
No.
They haven't had...
Even the women dress... Like, he didn't dress as a woman pretty well.
He didn't do a good job.
He just wants to be a stylist. No. I think that's what we're saying.
We're going to put him on Fashion Police?
Yeah.
We a girl, bye.
Welcome.
What was your favorite outfit of the night?
Oh, yes.
I know who he's gonna say, because he's like, she's a sexy little thing.
I want to know.
Not Anna Sanchez.
Keone.
Not Anna Sanchez. Of course, for tonight was Koini.
Yeah.
Koini was like simple and nice. Mm. I liked it, really nice. And more than that, previous episodes was the guy with the. He's my favorite, by the way. After Pavado?
Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Just call her Kaylee.
What's his name with the windbreaker?
He's awesome.
Yes.
What's his name?
The one that we were saying. I wrote it down.
Robert Greene? Was he the violin player?
Yeah.
Robert Greene.
You saw that. So for me, if not Kylie, till this point, he might be the winner of this.
Ooh. Really? Predicting a winner.
Wow, that's bold.
I don't know why, but I see it. A hula above a dancer. That's how I see it.
Oh, okay.
And it's from the moment that he stepped on the stage, from the first word that he's putting out of his mouth. And I think that's what I'm looking for. Difference or standing out or spark. That's how I love that, because
you're speaking as... our audience out there, and a lot of people
and
have
a former contestant.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that it's important to be able to have, hear that point of view, because a lot of us are just like seeing what we see, but you are seeing beyond that. I think that's really amazing.
I'm trying to, definitely.
Like,
and
you have a different
amazing
perspective, for
Thank you. Definitely. Robert Greene. Savage Greene.
Cool.
Brother Greene. Yeah, my hopes. We have to vote or something? We're able to vote?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. When they open up that voting.
I definitely know who I'm going to vote
for. I'm at the polls.
Oh, who?
I'm going to vote a lot from, you know who.
First. sweatpants, literally.
Mr. Sweat.
Mr. Green.
Sweatpants.
Would you wear that to try out, though? Because it's so sweaty. I feel like I would, like, be dripping sweat. I don't know. Maybe I just sweat.
He's killing. I think it's a pretty brilliant move. Kill two birds with one stone, baby.
Get that workout. Burn calories? Oh, yeah.
But he was dying from the inside, probably. But it seems like it's very comfortable. It's very stylish.
I just feel mine would be very foggy.
Yeah.
Very stylish.
Especially in the leg department.
Mine would be... pretty sweaty myself.
Yeah.
We didn't talk much about our Japanese exquisitry.
Koini.
Koini.
I love her.
I think it's the name of hard. It's a night of hard names tonight.
Koini.
The cherry blossom Koini. Oh, okay. What do you think about this song?
She was beautiful.
I love that song. Oh, that's not Miley, her sister.
Yes.
No. Is her name? No.
This one was
Alexia Cara, wasn't it?
I think was this one for Kylie.
Issues was the one with
Issues
Kylie.
Issues was Alexia Cara. I never
hated you.
That was good.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was even worse than it.
It was good.
We are on a dance. Hold on. We are on a dance panel, not an
American Idol
panel. We're okay.
But do you know what I'm talking about? I never hated you like I do right now. Yes. That's the song. That's Noah Cyrus, right?
Yes, you were right. Yes. So the song you're talking about is Issues, and that was for Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Listen, there was one song, one of them, that it was so good. Like, the dance was so good on this song that I downloaded this song from iTunes. That's what I'm saying.
Bring it up. Let's see.
It's Noah Cyrus.
With the
bubbles and stuff. Yeah.
Yes, that was...
That's the one?
We're all in the same page right here. We're just getting
So we're talking about the same thing, right?
Yep.
So you see how the that's a beautiful thing because... So it was Koini.
Yes.
So she connected the song with her
movement. Yep.
But she took it very... I don't know if her dance is... She's that next level with her level. But she connected everything so
amazing.
Well. She brought a lot of beautiful things. I felt it.
That girl, I think out of everyone on this episode, besides Kaylee, who's obviously like the panel favorite,
right.
She danced from the heart. She danced. You felt everything. Right. You know... Even if they wouldn't have shown her story and how she struggled with her culture and accepting it and all that, you could tell that she was struggling with something internally when she did that performance.
Mm. It was so, so executed perfectly. Mm. Again, musicality was there. Showmanship was there.
Oh my gosh.
You talk about perfectly trained. I mean, again, she's going to soar through everything thrown at her, so it'll be interesting to see how far she
is. I can't wait to see her in hip hop.
I think
she's gonna kill it.
I think she will because she shows in her performance not only like contemporary, but she's got some like popping.
Yeah, she's got like that really, to her.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think she was
so
very
cool.
I think she's gonna do well.
But that's what we talked about before. Again, it's just crossing those genres, and she did that. It was so amazing. I love seeing that.
At the same time, she was very simple, like authentic.
Right.
Authentic. That's the
very.
And as Nigel said, she was very professional.
Exactly. And he said, thank you for a professional audition. Mm-hmm.
And Japanese people known by their very professional, very authentic,
very by the book.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I love Japan.
They're very disciplined.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Whenever they're trained in anything, it's not
done
something
right.
they take. Yeah,
I love her. Good job.
What I liked about her too is I think out of all the styles that come out, what I love to see about contemporary is they're always probably the most simplistic. You know, it's just shorts and a top. And, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, well, they're showing half. You know what? You're showing all the beautiful things that your muscles are doing, your body's
the
doing.
Lines. Yep.
And everything is always so simple. Mm-hmm. But what they do is far from it.
Right.
And that's what I love about contemporary dancers. And I think... I give so much respect to the contemporary dancers, and every time they come out, I'm just like, oh, God, I wish I could put my
leg
behind my head.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's how I would want to look if I was a dancer.
Yeah, I think the contemporary dancers, they know how to bring emotions into dance more than the other dancers, like from the other genres, the other styles. I mean, as a b-boy, I know how to bring aggression and less like the soft side where... contemporary dancers know how to bring it.
From someone who's been on the show and had to go through it, what was your hardest from going from a b-boy? What was your hardest performance when you were on the show,
like out of your element?
Out of your element.
It's a big deal because it was very hard for me to do cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
I look like an idiot.
I'm not. No, I'm not that.
I forgot. Like, I mean, look. I've what?
No. I watched you.
You watched it, and I look like an idiot.
I'll agree with you.
I look like an idiot. Aww. Listen,
you didn't look like an idiot, but you and were like, definitely out of your comfort zone. You were, but you didn't look like an idiot because the idiot is the person who doesn't even give it a try.
Yeah,
right. True. Right.
Yeah. Or embrace it.
But we, and we had the choreographer. He didn't taught. He wasn't teaching us by steps. He was teaching us by counts that doesn't even make sense. Jean-Marc.
Okay.
And he's like, you gotta think about that, you like with the plate you spin here. I was like, bro, it's my first time I'm doing cha-cha. I don't know shit. Anyway, cha-cha definitely the hardest, but I think I think you have a more advantage with other styles when you're like in contemporary or
like you're saying dancer. It's easier to cross over, like cross into other genres if you're a contemporary, have a contemporary base.
100% like technical B-boying. Training. Like.
Yes, B-boying is so far away from the other genres.
Right. Well, which is why when Fiction won, that was like next level because
he
just blew everything out of the water.
Fiction is pure, is a pure talent.
And now you can catch him on World of Dance.
Yeah. Plus. And he's going to hang out. World of Dance? You talk to him.
Yes.
He's hanging
with who?
Out.
World of Dance. He's a solo artist and he's gone pretty far.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a solo.
He's doing great.
Yeah. I have to catch up.
Yeah. Watch him on the show, man.
No, I don't have a TV.
It's a little plug for you there.
Man.
Fiction. Yeah, how far did he go? I'm sorry about that.
He's through duels. Yeah, he's kicking booty.
He's kicking butt and taking names.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think so. He's a pure talent. Him. This is why he's a hip hop dancer, like a street dancer, but he made it that far. He won the show actually, but he's very unexceptional.
Exceptional, unexpected.
And I think that gives so much credit to So You Think You Can Dance because it's the prime example of taking someone so far out of their element and making them brilliant. I mean, his evolution throughout that entire season was just remarkable.
Right.
I think we're going to see that this season. I mean, I don't know.
Have you seen someone who's like you can compare to, like, not by the moves or by the technique, but with the how he's, you know, with the.
That's how I think Kaylee is going to be. I think Kaylee is just going to. I know we're so early on.
Yes.
But I think she's just going to slaughter. I think Kaylee is going to be the Gabby.
I think Kaylee's
going to be the one to beat for sure.
Yeah. I remember when Gabby was on the show, I fell in love with her from the minute she auditioned.
But why is it?
And she. Because you could throw anything in front of that girl, and she did it. Just like, you know who else was like that? Melanie.
Love Melanie.
Yeah.
Oh, my girl. And now she's working with Mia Michaels on Broadway.
Exactly. So I feel Kaylee, it's Gabby, then Melanie, then Kaylee. I feel like that's what we're going to see out of Kaylee.
Right.
And I think it's, you know, we're always talking about this so much, and I'm sure we've probably forgotten people that we've mentioned from, you know, episode one to now.
Right.
But I definitely see Kaylee. And she has so much behind her, just even being an athlete. She has the stamina. She has the strength. She has the athleticism. So it's.
And I love that we were talking about Kaylee. Beyond the dance, like that's what I was talking. I don't even remember her moves besides the back bridge into the falling, which was so abstract and beautiful. You remember this one?
She just breathed through her moments, like little things with her hands, and
that's what I loved. Her little intricate things with her hands, and you're just like
so much attention to detail.
Just watching it,
right?
And the detail is what's going to make them stand out for sure.
100%. If Kaylee would be on my show in my season, I would be worried.
I was like, he has a show.
I know. Tell me more.
Maybe.
Come to the ASAP show. It's called Fashion Police.
But we're all talking about the spark, the something that you see beyond just a dance, like someone who's shining through his personality. This is a real star. What do you think about the guy who's the contemporary dancer, the abstract with his own world, with the gray hair? I'm sorry, I didn't.
Ryan. Yeah, we talked about him a little. Yeah. I think he's awesome.
I think I had. You loved him. I know you loved him. You're like, I love him. And I kind of liked that she loved him so much because it shows just like as viewers and even as dancers, I was like, I'm still kind of confused.
I love that too, because I didn't get it. Yeah, I was not there.
You didn't get it, so you didn't get Ryan.
I didn't.
Oh, I love him.
No, and I'm not saying he's bad.
No, I was not just at all.
Confused.
Right.
And that's why I picked that song, because I was like, that's why I said, I was like, I wish he would have picked a less iconic song.
Right.
Because I was just like, looking at him, and then I was like, Patrick Swayze.
Right. Right, but he's got, like, you can tell he's got technique.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He
and
does.
I'm sure I would like to see him do some other people's choreography. I think he's going to be awesome. But he just reminds me so much of a teacher I had, and I just like it. Just
I felt him in that point of like, I was in his position when I tried to combine two styles or to bring something in it into my own style. The only thing, if you will be able to combine his weirdness into contemporary, it will be a perfect abstract dance or a new dance, and I think it's very inspiring for me to watch it. And more than that, these kind of dancers make America as the best dancing.
He's gonna be amazing in the pot. I hope he makes the top 10 because he's completely different, which is what America loves, seeing unique individuals dancing in their own style. But I also think there's things that we didn't see because he didn't go to choreography. He went straight to academy. So, again, the judges saw something very special that we obviously couldn't see in that small little period of time.
So he needs this show. So, basically, he needs this show to grow, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Nobody's listening to me.
Oh, we are.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, to grow. Yeah.
So he needs this show to be able to grow in order to grow.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
It's necessary for him.
I think so.
Oh, yes.
Well, you guys, we don't have that much time left. I just want to get one thing out of everyone.
Yes. What?
What do you guys want to see? What is missing for you guys that you have not seen yet? Because usually by now, I'm not going to lie, we all have one thing that we're just like, oh my God, do you remember that? Do you remember that? And I find us not saying, do you remember that?
Right. I have two things. First of all, is the signature moves. Definitely signature moves. But the complete signature moves. Like you're saying, this move belongs to him. The other thing is, I'm not looking for the next Gabby. We're not looking for the next Fiction. We're looking for the next you. So people, I just want people to bring themselves. Into
When is your novel coming out?
I'm telling you, I just
got really... novel. He's busy.
He's like...
You're good, you.
Hashtag just, be the no, next really. You.
I just got really tired and like frustrated from dancing. And I think thanks to So You Think You Can Dance, I got not only the love of dancing again, but the love of like creating an art in general because of people like Kylie and Fiction and Ryan.
Teague, what do you want to say?
That was so prolific.
I know.
Right. I don't even know.
I feel like none of us should say anything anymore. I
feel like we need to have like Titanic in the background. That music.
Different song. Man!
Again, not singers. And I'm not. I ain't got shame about that.
I really want to see like technique that is impeccable.
Oh my god, our broadcast.
We have to do this.
Our broadcast people are real right now. Real, I love it.
You guys got that on that side.
Come Josephine, my flying machine going up. She goes.
Did you guys hear that?
Wait, she goes. Does anyone have...
Oh my god.
Oh no!
The ring!
What a moment we're having in this room right now.
Wow.
You can't tell me what I love!
Sorry. Okay. Thank you for that.
That was that personal turn. Just threw it there. I'm
emotional right now.
I think thank you.
I love you.
Okay. I'll answer your question on the topic of Titanic. I want to see some Irish dancing. Boom! Mic drop. Why not? Girl. Let's see some Lord of the Dance up in So You Think You Can Dance.
Every time I think of Lord of the Dance, I just think of that part in Superstar.
You're welcome.
Never seen.
How about you? What would you like to see, Sweet Pea?
I think what I want to see is... I don't want to be mean.
No, please be. You're being mean.
Go.
I just want to see... Because normally by now I would have... I have yet to cry. I have yet to connect that much with someone's performance.
Right.
I think the only performance that I did connect with and I teared up was the ballroom dancers that were a couple.
Sure.
They kissed each other. I don't know why.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They were
Christina and Vasily.
Christina and Vasily.
For me, it was kind of cheesy. It looked kind of cheesy. I'm sorry about that. But we're going to agree.
No.
Listen, but I got hurt. I got hurt from love. So it's like, it's a weird. Listen, it's different.
I'm going to hold them back.
We both right.
Okay.
Okay, Switzerland.
No, you say I'm right.
But you were looking for that connection. You were looking for that connection.
I'm looking for that, you know, that person to pull me in and, you know, really make me miss the fact that I haven't danced in over a year. You know, make me, because till this day, she was season 5, I believe, but till this day, it will always be Janine. Janine is the one who got me back into dancing. She's the one who got, till this day, that's the only dancer that has had that effect on me, and I just want that again, you know? So that's
what
I
want
to see.
I think we will.
We got some sneak peeks of next week, and I'm excited about it.
There's going to be a tissue box right there.
Yes. What about the dancer who was like, make people like cry? The creepy one. You remember the one with the dreads? I think it was season 8. I went too deep. The one who make people.
I don't remember.
Never mind.
Come to us. We'll get back to everybody.
We'll search it.
That's all the time we have today. And I'm so glad that we had everyone here finally. So,
yay, gang's
go ahead
here.
And find me on Twitter at Sports and Sass with 3 S's and Sports and Sass with 2 S's on Instagram. And where can we find you?
And that's right, you can find me voguing. At Becky Sotero on Instagram, Facebook, and soon to be Twitterland.
Yay! And I am at TeagueDP. And watch ASAP taught me this.
And you can find me taking selfies on Instagram and doing some crazy stuff. ASAFGOREN 1 all day every day, not on Sunday because we chill.
Exactly. So that's all the time we have, you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Maria, we love you. We wish you a speedy recovery. Till next time, guys.
So
keep dancing.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.